You're listening to Stop Feeding the Predators on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Lynn, and I am the founder of Stop Feeding the Predators. And if you've listened to our other shows, you may notice that my voice is quite a bit different right now. I have a cold, and this cold has really got me thinking. I know you're probably familiar with the expression, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And I started thinking about how that is similar to children and how they feel after they've been sexually assaulted. Don't expect things to be different for kids when they have a cold compared to an adult. You're grumpy, you're feverish, nothing tastes good, you're not hungry, but you're starving at the same time. You know, think of how you feel when you have a cold, and you'd expect it to be the same for children. And if you think about someone touching you inappropriately, how that would make you feel, it's going to be the same for kids. With one slight difference, being an adult, you may know that you can stand up for yourself. You may know that you can tell that person no. You may know that there are legal recourses to make the person stop touching you if they are, or assaulting you. So don't expect things to be different for kids than for adults. Children are born with a certain feeling of being healthy, of being normal, of being okay in their skin, even if everything isn't right. Say, for example, if the child's born with, you know, one missing toe or a deformity, quote unquote deformity of some kind, to that child, they're going to feel okay. Until they see, you know, other people have five toes or other people don't have the same deformity. And then they may begin to feel differently. But when babies are little, they don't know any different than who they are and how they are and what they are until we indicate to them that there's something wrong with them. Sexual assault of children makes children feel like there's something wrong with them. Their gut reacts, even though their mind doesn't completely understand what is happening, their gut reacts to that feeling of something's not right. Similar to the fight, flight, or freeze response, your gut reaction lets you know something's not okay. And when children are assaulted, it causes their very core to suddenly feel like something is wrong with them. And as thinking adults, we can say there's nothing wrong with the child, there's something wrong with the adult that touched that child, but there's nothing wrong with the child. As a child, though, unless someone intervenes and helps you understand that, you're going to feel like you're not okay. You're going to feel like there's something wrong with you. Whether you fought off the person that was touching you, whether you froze and kind of went into a state of shock and just couldn't move, and you may have feelings of guilt like you allowed it to happen. That's actually not true. You didn't allow it to happen. There's fight, flight, and freeze. And sometimes you are ahead to fight your attacker. Sometimes you are ahead to run if you have that ability. And sometimes, and you can even see this in nature, the very best thing you can do when faced with an aggressor is to simply shut down and not move. But you can see it in nature with deers, baby deers. When they're born, they have spots, and when there's an aggressor, the mom will take off running to distract the aggressor, and the babies will lay down and hold still and just stay in one place. And it might seem silly. You might think, well, why doesn't it take off running with the mom? Well, you know, it can't run as fast as the mom, and it certainly can't outrun the aggressor. Possum, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios in nature where you can see that fighting back or running away isn't necessarily the best option. And while none of us choose to freeze, none of us choose our fight or flight response, intuitively, instinctively, something within our core that is reacting to what is happening determines how we will respond. So when children freeze, when they are in a state of shock, when they don't say no, but they also are not cooperating in what's happening to them, they can end up having feelings of guilt, and they shouldn't. And as adults, we need to help children understand that it's not their fault, that they didn't choose for that to happen. They didn't choose for their body to react by just standing there and letting it happen. Their body decided that that was what was best for the situation. And if you think about it, there are children who do fight back. Most often that is when they are attacked by a complete stranger. Suddenly, out of the blue, out of nowhere, a stranger grabs them on the street. And some children can fight back. It is less likely that they will fight back if it is someone that is known to them. And again, I'm not giving away any secrets that pedophiles and aggressors don't already know. Most children who are assaulted are done so by people that they know and people that they have been told and taught that they should trust. So again, imagine your best friend all of a sudden peels off their face and reveals that they're an alien. I don't know that your first response is going to be to run away or to beat them up. Your first response is going to be to sit there with your mouth open and say, "Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say or to do." And that's what children do. They say, "Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to respond to this." And sometimes the response is no response. That doesn't mean that they want it. That doesn't mean that they're welcoming it. It doesn't mean they want it to continue. It means, the same as the deer, "I'm going to hold completely still and hope that you stop and go away." And unfortunately, the aggressor usually does what they want to do before they stop and go away. But again, fight, flight, or freeze, it's not a matter of a conscious decision. It's what our bodies intuitively do. It is helpful if we can help children to understand that what they're feeling, you know, whether it's guilt, shame, feeling like they've done something wrong, the feelings that they're having are appropriate. You wouldn't expect your kid to have a cold, to have a runny, stuffy nose, and be sneezing a lot. You wouldn't expect them to make a recording for a radio program. You know, you wouldn't expect them to feel good. You wouldn't expect them to want to talk a lot. You wouldn't have certain expectations because they have a cold and you know they don't feel well. Being sexually assaulted makes us not feel well, all the way down to the core of who our being is. Who we are no longer is okay. The assault, aggression, whatever you want to call it, it takes away our feeling of being healthy and normal, and it distorts that. It makes us feel dirty, ashamed, guilty, not good enough. And when you think about, as I said in the beginning, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything, how is a child's life different when the aggressor has introduced to them this feeling down to their very being that they're not good enough anymore, that they're not okay, that they're not healthy, that there's something wrong with them? A friend of mine from the past used to constantly say, "You ain't right." And he said it in a, you know, a joking manner, but it's very true of how children feel after they've been hurt, whether it's emotional abuse, verbal abuse, or sexual abuse. When children lose that feeling that they're not okay, even for a moment, it affects them the rest of their life. And we should work with them to help them understand that it should not have happened, that it's not their fault, and that their feelings are valid. You know, when someone touches you and tells you you wanted it when you didn't want it, but you physically couldn't move, you couldn't physically run away, you were frozen, literally frozen still, you couldn't react to anything. And when someone says, well, you must have wanted it because you didn't say no, well, you must have liked it because you didn't stop me, the guilt can mount up in us so quickly. And it's something that we can't get past unless we work with a caring adult who can help us understand those feelings and help us process what we've been through. One of the most important things is to understand what we feel, to truly feel those feelings, acknowledge them, understand why they're there, and move through them. Many times people are sexually assaulted, they try to suppress how they feel. They try to keep it as if it never happened. And physically, our brains, and feel free to look this up because it's really fascinating. Our brains are designed to feel what we feel. Our bodies are designed to feel what we feel. And when we suppress those feelings, we actually become weaker. I'll give you an example. There was a test done, and people were shown a series of things, and they were told to go ahead and feel whatever you're feeling while you're watching these images. If you feel like crying, if you feel like screaming, whatever your reaction is, go ahead and express that reaction to whatever extent you feel is appropriate. If you, you know, have no response, then have no response, and that's okay. If you want to cry, cry, and that's okay. And then a different group of people was told, no matter what the images that you see make you feel, avoid feeling that. Suppress the feelings. Don't feel what you feel. And at the end of the images, each group was given a little hand exerciser thing, and they were told to squeeze this little hand exerciser thing and keep it squeezed closed for as long as they could. The group of people that was allowed to feel their feelings were able to hold this thing closed, to squeeze it tighter for a longer period than the group that was required to suppress their feelings. The people that had to suppress what they were feeling and not be allowed to feel it, their hands were actually weaker. They couldn't squeeze the little hand thing as long as the other group. And I mean, this was a significant study. There were a lot of people involved. So it's not like, you know, two or three people on each side and, you know, they just happen to be weak or whatever. Our bodies are designed to feel what we feel. That's why all these different feelings exist. We have guilt when we do something wrong. And that helps us to feel bad, try to not do that wrong thing again, and to understand how other people feel so that, you know, we can interact with them more appropriately. Now, the problem is when a child is sexually assaulted, the guilt that we feel doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the aggressor. But when we're children, we don't understand that what is happening is wrong. Our gut reacts that it's wrong, but our brain is still trying to understand what's happening. And it's important that we talk with children, allow them to feel the guilt, to acknowledge that they feel guilty because they didn't run, because they didn't fight back, because they didn't say stop. Allow them to feel the guilt and ask them, how does that guilt feel? Does it feel icky? Do you feel vulnerable? Do you feel like everybody's going to pick on you? Allow them to understand the feeling of guilt. And then you can explain to them how that feeling belongs to the person that hurt them. Guilt makes us feel sorry for the wrong that we did. And when you help children to understand the feeling that they have is, I feel like I did something wrong, then you can help them understand, did you do anything wrong? No. You were there. You didn't react because your body shut down. Tell them about the deer. I mean, kids understand stuff like this. And you can help kids to understand that their feeling like they did something wrong belongs to the other person, and allow them to mentally give that guilt back to the other person. And whether the other person ever feels guilt or not is up to them and whoever they're dealing with in their life. But it's important to help children understand the guilt you feel doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. But you are such a caring person that you have taken on the guilt. You have taken on the feelings of something happened that shouldn't have happened because you're such a good person that you know it was wrong and you know somebody should be upset about it. It just so happens you're not the person that should be upset about it. It should be the other person. It should be the aggressor that feels bad for what happened. They are the ones who did wrong. Help children to feel what they feel, even if it's hate or love for the aggressor. Again, primarily, the aggressor is going to be someone known to the child. And it's going to be someone that they were told or taught that they should trust. It can be very confusing when you have strong feelings of hate for somebody that you were taught to trust. And likewise, it can be very devastating to love somebody who hurt you in such a way that is so personal that they never should have done that. Help them to feel whatever it is they feel, and help them to understand it. How can you love somebody who hurt you? Well, the same way that you can hate somebody that you love because they shouldn't have done this. And you love the person because you've always loved the person. That's somebody you trust. What they did was wrong, but you still love them. And make it okay for kids to feel these things. Again, our brain only has so much energy. And when we use our energy to suppress our feelings, it's the same as pretending that you don't have a cold and making a radio recording. It's the same as pretending that you're not an asthmatic person and going to work in a factory where there are chemicals and dust. And you know, you have to accept where you are. You have to feel what you feel. You have to understand your limitations. You have to know what's okay for you. And if you encounter something that's not okay for you, you need to process your feelings about that so that you can move on. We need to assure children that whatever they're feeling, whether it's hate, love, guilt, shame, anger, whatever, we need to assure them that whatever they are feeling in this particular instance is an appropriate response to an inappropriate action against them. If somebody tickles you, you're going to laugh. It's just the way your body reacts. If somebody steps on your foot, it's going to hurt. You're going to want to pull your foot away. That's just how our body reacts. If somebody touches you inappropriately, your body may react with feelings of pleasure because of what they're doing, but your gut and your brain may react with feelings of hatred, with feelings of disgust, with feelings of uncertainty. And all of those are appropriate feelings. all of those are okay. The biggest thing is, if you have a cold, you have to take time out of your life to feel better. If you have been sexually assaulted when you were a child, you have to take time to process what you have been through, to understand what's going on. Kids do understand the gut reaction. It's that feeling that something's off. The best I can describe is if you drive past an accident scene. Even if you've never seen someone else's blood at an accident scene, your body's going to react that something's really awful, something's really bad. And children, their gut reaction to abuse, they intuitively know this isn't right. Something's wrong. I don't like this. Even if, and again, male children tend to have a lot more guilt, because sometimes their bodies will react to the abuse in ejaculation and things like that. And their body's reacting normally to the stimulation, but their brain is also reacting normally to stimulation that should not be happening under circumstances that it should not be happening. Their gut is always going to tell them this is not okay, even if their body reacts. Help them to understand that those feelings are accurate. The gut reaction is normal, is good. It's right. What their gut told them is appropriate. Help them to understand the feelings of guilt and shame belong to the aggressor. And if the aggressor doesn't feel guilt and shame, that is not the child's responsibility to make them feel the guilt and the shame. It is the child's responsibility to get themselves to where they feel healthy, normal, and okay again. And they can feel healthy again. It is okay to be happy and to feel good about yourselves and to know that you did nothing wrong. So if I'm talking to adults who were sexually assaulted when they were children, look back and give yourself a break and understand that you were a child and you only had limited knowledge of what to do, how to do, when to do, who to tell, and don't beat yourself up and be mad at yourself with all the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Realize that when you were a child, you were supposed to have been protected. And for whatever reason, you were left vulnerable and somebody hurt you in a way that they should have never hurt you. Now, I'm not saying to be mad at the people who left you vulnerable, because rape is always the fault of the aggressor. I don't care if a woman puts a price tag on her daughter. Any man that buys her is the one in the wrong. Now, granted, that mother's got some issues and she's in the wrong as well. But if the demand is not there, it doesn't matter, you know, what the mom does. When you're a child, you have limited knowledge. People are supposed to protect you. If they don't protect you, that's on them. But understand that it's not your fault, because you were the child and you were supposed to have been protected. You weren't the one supposed to be doing the protecting. I'll say again, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And if you look at how many children have been abused, whether it was sexual abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, and then look at the addiction rates, it makes sense. because when we're assaulted when we're children, we don't feel right. And we try to find something that makes us feel okay again. We try to find that thing that takes away these horrible feelings of guilt and shame. We try to find a way to give ourselves that thing that makes us happy, that makes us feel good again, that makes us feel normal again. And whether it's heroin, crack, alcohol, whether it's food, all of those things that we're doing to try to feel okay again are not going to work, because we're not addressing what's wrong. When you have a cold, it doesn't matter how many pictures you paint. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter how great your clothes look. When you have a cold, what matters is, are you giving your body the things it needs to be okay again? Rest. Lots of hydration, lots of water, lots of orange juice and chicken noodle soup, as they say. You understand that when you're sick, you have to give your body the things it needs to process that cold and become healthy again. You can't get a cold and go on a drinking binge and expect that will fix the cold, because the cold is that there is something not okay. Being sexually assaulted is not okay. It is not our fault. It is something that happened to us, and it should not have. And if we try to mask our feelings with some kind of outward substance, we're delaying getting ourselves the help that we need. I believe it was George Carlin who said, trying to find happiness by buying stuff is kind of like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches to your body. You can't fix feelings of things being wrong by applying outside stuff, whether it's addiction to shopping, always trying to find that outfit that'll make you feel complete, whether it's relationships, trying to find that other person who understands you, who makes you feel like you're okay again. By the way, that is a huge responsibility to put on someone else. And if you find that you're doing that, please stop. Give me a call, 614-403-4545, and let me tell you about the times that I've done that and how horrible it's been, not for me, but also the person I was expecting to make me feel better. That's a huge responsibility to put on another human being, especially when they didn't have anything to do with how we got this way in the first place. That's why I emphasize that adults need to help kids understand what they're feeling, process those feelings, acknowledge that whatever they're feeling is appropriate, because some children will feel anger and some children will feel love, and both are appropriate responses. What's not an appropriate response is pretending it didn't happen and everybody going on their merry way. Because just like that example I told you earlier, when you suppress your feelings, you become weaker. Think about it with a cold. When you try to pretend you don't have a cold and you go to work and you make a radio recording, even though you're dehydrated and you have a horrible cold, you're delaying getting better because you're not doing what you need to be doing for you. If you've been sexually assaulted as a child, I encourage you to feel what you are feeling, process through those emotions to the other side, and do the things internally in your mind, in your spirit, that you need to do to make you feel okay again. You've been listening to Stop Feeding the Predators. on City of Angels Recovery Radio. And healing starts here.